You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Koti on the Boston Free Radio. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. And good night. I hope that everybody today is having a golden day. Or maybe it's a night. And you feel all so right. In any case, I want to invite you to a very special show today. I have been meditating for 2 weeks in order to obtain this aura reading ability that I have come to. It all started 2 weeks ago when I was in the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I noticed a glowing golden light just vibrating from around my body. And I thought to myself, I am seeing the golden energy surrounding me. This must be one of those spiritual moments. I was in a deep trance, meditating. And looking, when all of a sudden, Krotog walks by from behind me, and I see him in the mirror, and I look and I can see a blue, almost a sky blue light glowing around his skin, and also a red light surrounding his skin. And I said, maybe I am just seeing auras today. Or maybe this is a magical aura mirror. And next thing you know, I saw Gustav. And he was in the mirror too, and he was looking, and Krodog was looking, and I was looking, and we were all looking, and there were all these colors vibrating from around us. And it was not just me that could see them, but it was all of us. All of us could see the auras from around and within. And then we realized that this was a special mirror. A mirror of true clairvoyance. A mirror that could read auras. So for the past 2 weeks, I've been wanting to share this mirror with you. I would like you to discover what your true aura color happens to be. So we spend the nights and the days trying to pry the mirror off the bathroom wall in order for me to bring it here to the secret room so that I can stare into it as you call me. And I imagine you in the mirror. And I see your aura appear. So, I want you to give me a call. And I could tell you, what color your aura is. My number is 617-454-4237. Pay no attention to the flies buzzing around. It is all real. It is all live. And it is happening. It is happening now. Call me. I will ask you a few questions. And I will envision you. And tell you what your true aura is. Now you may be asking, what does an aura consist of? I can tell you right now. This magical aura consists of 7 levels, or I like to call them golden aura bodies. And each one of these subtle bodies that exist around the physical body has its own unique frequency for gold. They are interrelated and affect one another, as well as like personal feelings, emotions, thinking, behavior, and health as well. Therefore, a state of imbalance in one of the bodies can lead to a bad state of imbalance to the others. It is important that when looking at someone's aura, we must take notice of what they are doing at the moment. In other words, maybe you're ill or injured, upset, or maybe you're just stark raving mad and naked. It is also important to note where the colors appear in the aura. Now, when I was looking at the crow dog's aura, I noticed that the blue glow was on the outside of his body, while the red maintained that composure on the end. And I asked myself, what do these colors mean? Well, stay tuned. And you can find out, because together we are going to learn what the colors of the aura mean. Maybe you're looking at the mirror right now and you can see your colors. And you don't know what they mean, but you can see them. You can call me. And I got the definitions of the colors right here. I copied them down from various websites from around the world, as well as talk to various people about reading auras. And together, we can travel into our true golden destiny together. You, me, and the aura energy penetrating our minds and souls. please call me. I want to share with you this excitement. Don't be shy. Don't be shy at all. In the meantime, I have an expert here. He called in and he wants to share with you the way he sees energy in the air.
So what if I was to tell you that not only is everything energy, and so life is kind of an illusion. It is a virtual reality. It is a hologram. It is kind of the matrix, because everything is energy.
Yes.
And that I can't just tell you that.
No.
But I can prove it to you.
Yes.
Because I can teach you how to see energy, and that energy is everywhere. If you want to know the real truth, you have to experience it for yourself. There's no cheating there.
No.
Because when you can see it, and you can see it with your own eyes,
and I can see
a profound
it.
Transformation begins.
Yes.
Because there you are, and it's alive, and it's real, and it's right in front of your face.
Yes.
You begin to see reality for what it is. Not because you think it, but because you know it.
Yes.
And it's so simple, it's almost funny.
So
but here
simple.
It is.
Yes.
Step one, you want to start by turning down the lights.
Yes.
Get yourself in a slightly dark, dimly lit room. Now, you want to close your eyes for just a second, and you want to visualize bright white light, which is energy, prana, filling the entire room.
Oh, yes.
And you want to visualize it almost to the degree that you can feel it if you can't actually feel it. And so when you see the energy in the air, you want to inhale, and as you inhale, you want to pull that energy into you. You want to absorb it. So inhale and pull the energy in. And exhale. And you want to do this 3 times. So close your eyes. Visualize the energy. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, pull the energy in. Now open your eyes, and you want to look around the room. You can also look straight ahead. But the main thing is you want to be relaxed, and you want to use your peripheral vision. So that means you want to look at what's most in the corner of your vision, not what's straight on. If you've been practicing seeing the aura, you're actually going to find this is going to be easier. So next step is looking around. You want to try and notice a slight static in the air. It's going to look like a bunch of little dots or a bunch of little pixels, kind of like the old TV stations before cable, and not the wavy lines, but just these little pixelated points.
Yes,
and you're going to see it kind of floating in the air, but of course it's not actually in the air. It's everywhere. And so you're just going to try and look for this static. Now, it might help if you look at a blank wall or something that's very plain, maybe like a couch or your floor even. The static is going to look like it's over everything. It's going to look like a texture, like a layer. Now, if you're having trouble seeing it, you actually want to turn your lights down even darker. Try even pitch black. Sometimes in the pitch black, the static's going to pop out. The trick is first noticing it. Once you notice, you want to actually breathe in with your eyes still open that energy and then try and increase your vibration. What you're basically doing is you're trying to get your mind to tune more into the energy, which is going to make the static seem brighter and thicker. It's not because the energy itself is actually getting thicker, but it's because your mind is actually tuning more into that frequency of energy, which makes it appear brighter to you. So one thing we're going to do right now is we're going to apply a special effect on the video, and it's going to make the static come out so you can get a better sense for exactly what it is you're looking for.
Yes, can you see it?
Another thing to look for is once you can start to see the static, try turning all the lights off. And what you might notice is as you're looking at the different particles is that you might notice that they have color. Some are slightly blue and some
yes.
are slightly red. And just like the aura, the more you practice seeing the static in the air, the brighter it's going to get, the easier you're going to notice it. Even in broad daylight, you'll be able to see the static energy everywhere.
Yeah.
Once you begin to enter into this energy reality, things won't play by the same set of rules. You might notice that walls begin to breathe, and sometimes things will even appear translucent or transparent. And that's because you're tuning in more as things truly are, as energy and not physical objects. More than likely, you've probably seen energy in the air before, most likely when you were younger, but you taught yourself to ignore it. So try and bring it back. When you combine this with seeing the aura, the two accelerate each other, so try working with both at the same time. If you like this video and you're able to see the energy in the air, please share your experiences, comment below, and join us on Facebook. That's it for today. In the next video...
I can see it, and I've always seen it. And I hope that has helped you. You can see it now.
And that light is basically the astral body, which is the closest part of the aura to the physical self. And if you focus a little bit more, you'll start to see colors, just like a soft smoke wafting around to people, kind of like the evaporation on a road on a hot day. Same thing, it's just like a shimmering, smoky, wafting, shimmery, like I said, it's just like beautiful.
It's so
and it's
beautiful.
Alive, it's living, and it just wafts around people. It can be a number of colors, or it can be just one shade that just changes and emanates around the person. How I learned to see the color part of the aura, which is something I needed to train myself to see, is in front of a mirror. Sort of just candles don't really work for me, but other people really recommend candles are used. My best and most effective way of seeing is just at dusk or dawn, only because of the lighting in the room. Have the curtain drawn a little bit so that it's barely light, but you can see some light. And have a mirror, of course. And just gaze in the mirror around your body, just around your arms, not directly at yourself, just around, like behind yourself, and you'll start to see like a light, sort of starting to surround you, and colors will start. The colors will be a little bit further away than the light, and it's really nice. It's sort of is amazing.
It is very amazing. Yet, it just should be natural. It should be a natural gift that we see every day. This energy that surrounds us. This energy and field that we're swimming in. Oh God, it feels so good. You can call me and I will tell you what color your aura is. Or maybe if you can see the aura around your hand, I can tell you what your rainbow body means. What it means. I am going to connect us with another expert. This is Mona, and she has very good reason to believe. She knows how to see and read the auras as well.
The reason I decided to create this ebook is because there's a lot of wrong information about auras online and even in some published books. That's why some people find it really hard to interpret auras, and some can't even see them, which shows that they got wrong information about how to see auras. Because I can see auras well and I can interpret them, I was unpleasantly surprised how much wrong information there is about auras. Some websites give basic color interpretations that are totally wrong. And you can know that by taking one color and seeing that there are different interpretations of this color in different books and different websites. For example, some people claim that green yellowish color is the color of money, whilst others say that it's the color of deception. That shows that it's really hard to select the right information from books and from websites. I don't claim that I'm an absolute expert of auras, but I do see them clearly, and I interpreted them in many people, and my interpretations proved to be correct. I intuitively feel the meanings of aura colors, and I also gained theory about auras from ancient writings, which weren't watered down or changed in any way. My ebook contains a lot of interesting information about auras, such as what prevents people from seeing auras, different techniques to see auras, easy games to improve your brain to see auras better, how to see a person's aura for the first time, how to quickly spot healthy and unhealthy auras, things that greatly improve your auric sight. Know these three colors' meanings, and you will read auras like a pro. The meaning of aura colors on your left side, right side, and above your head. Streaks, circles, dense areas, and aura meanings. Holes, dark.
And I will pause you for a second and take a call that I think. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yasi. I hear you're doing aura readings today.
Yes, caller. Yes, would you like to know what color your aura is today, caller?
Yes, yes, I would very much like to know what color my aura is, because I got an aura reading many, many years ago.
Yes.
But I have not had one since. I'd like to know if there's been any change.
Yes, yes. Let us... Let me ask you a few questions.
Certainly.
Yes, yes. Caller, what is your age? How old are you?
I am 46.
You are 46 years old, yes. And you are a male or a female?
I am a male.
Yes, yes, yes. I can hear that. And would you describe yourself as a hardworking, patient, well-grounded, or maybe you are the sensitive, quiet, and idealistic type? Or do you feel fiery, competitive, and strong? Or are you
the last one there?
You are competitive and strong. I also have a kind, reliable, and a good friend.
I don't think my friends would think I'm a good friend.
So you are...
So let's go with the one that I went with.
Okay, okay. And, Tyler, when someone hurts your feelings, do you try to confront them calmly but directly, letting them know how you feel? Or do you try to understand what made them act that way they did? Or maybe you cry? Or do you strike back and never let them know they hurt you?
It's probably number one. I usually let them know. I confront them right away, and it's usually with my fist.
Yes, yes. And you let them know how you feel?
Yes, yes. Oh, they know how I feel.
So, but you can't... Now, you just don't strike back and never let them know that they hurt you, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. But you confront them. And, what's your favorite kind of movie? Do you like something magical? So you can feel like you've been, like you've entered a whole new world? Or maybe you like the spooky kind of great ghost story? Or maybe you like the funny because you love to laugh. Or maybe you like the tender love stories. What's your favorite kind of movie, Color?
I like the adventure stories about people in space, usually.
So,
and they're usually the stories where it involves them, you know, being trapped out in space, or they have to fight some space virus or a space alien of some sort, or some sort of tentacled being without a face that you really can't see, or something that involves where the they succumb to space madness, and all that's left is the lone person who's left all alone with his own madness, and he's left swirling into the space vortex.
Yes, yes. So something magical, so you can feel like you entered a whole new world.
Sure.
Okay. And when a friend is upset, do you tell them a joke and try to ease their pain with some laughter? Or maybe you offer some advice and assure them that things will get better? Or maybe you're the type to give them a hug and listen to their troubles? Or do you take them out and distract them by doing something fun?
I usually give them a hug, and then I try to slip the tongue.
Yes, yes, Color. Yes, so, I am going to say yes. And, would you say your perfect house would be a gorgeous, fancy Victorian in the historical districts of town? Or maybe you like the cozy log cabin in the woods? Or a whimsical, one-of-a-kind cottage made with earth-friendly materials? Or do you like the penthouse suite in a grand city building?
Well, for the past couple of years, I've lived in a trailer in the parking lot next to my parents' house.
Yes, and Color, what would your perfect dream house be?
Oh, the dream house. Probably the earthy, tree-huggy one.
Oh, yes, yes. That's a whimsical, one-of-a-kind cottage made with earth-friendly materials.
Yes, yes, that one.
Yes, yes. And, your favorite subject in school is, or was...
Sexual education.
Sexual... I will put down math and science, because you're great with numbers and facts.
Okay, sure. I was never really good with math, though.
Oh, maybe you like the recess, because you just want to be with your friends?
Yeah, recess was fun, yeah.
Or do you like the English because you love to read and write?
I'm not so much of a reader. I do subscribe to Car and Driver magazine.
Or maybe you like art because you can make out and have freedom to create.
I'm not much of a fan of art, no, I got to say.
Okay,
I've known a few artists in my day, and they're very flaky people.
Yes,
very temperamental.
Yes, yes. So I put down the recess?
Recess, yes. I think that's probably best, because that's usually how I ran away from school when I was a kid. I ran away during recess.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
And, your perfect day would be spent, would it be winning the lottery and then celebrating with your friends? Or maybe your perfect day is staying home with nothing to do but reading a great book or watching TV? Or maybe the perfect day for you is shopping for a new outfit? Or is it hanging out with your best friends?
Probably shopping for a new outfit. I like to buy some new work boots every now and again.
Yes, yes. And if you can control one element, which would it be? Would you like to control fire because the awesome force of volcanoes, lava, and flames? Or maybe you want to have the power of water because of the playfulness of the rivers and the mighty of the tides and storms? Or maybe you like the earth because you have the strength and steadiness of mountains and the soil that makes everything grow? Or maybe you want to be part of air, which is the power of the wind and the freedom of the skies.
I do like flying, and I actually just booked some airline tickets, so why don't we go with air?
That sounds good. And what would you say your dream job is? It is, would it be any job where you can help people or animals? Maybe your dream job is something creative, like an artist, an architect, or writer?
Oh, I think I want to go with the people and animals. I had this fantasy of creating a website where we pair different animals that already have owners.
Yes.
With different peoples who have different kinds of pets. And so it's a giant pet swap.
That sounds amazing. I will sign up for that too. Okay, so this is the last question, caller. You have $50,000 to spend on a vacation. What would you do? Would you fly to the Europe and stay in a grand, romantic castle? Would you take a friend or two and relax and play on a sunny, tropical island? Or maybe you would spend half the money on a trip to the rainforest and give the other half to help save the forest? Or would you save all the money for college or another big purchase like a boat or something?
I would probably want to get a boat, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, caller. I have taken all these answers into consideration, and I have decided, and I have seen in the mirror that your color of your aura is pink.
Pink?
Yes, color.
And how did you come to that conclusion?
Color, you are tender, romantic, and shy. You have a great compassion, grandioso dreams, and are the type of person often described as, quote, in love with love. The pinks they love are music, great literature, beauty, and romance. And they are generous with their money, giving much to charity, and often working in the arts or entertainment field.
Well, thank you for your hour reading for me, Yasi. But I have to say, I don't agree with how you think my aura color is.
Thank you for calling. I hope you had fun taking the aura quiz with me. You made me one solid color or combination of different hues. Next time you're with your friends or pets, or even out in nature, try to see the aura around every living thing.
Okay. Alright, Yasi. I'm a little disappointed and slightly disturbed, but I guess that's what you get for a free service. Thank you, Yasi.
Thank you, caller, and I hope you have a golden day.
Yes, you too.
It was a very successful aura reading. Sometimes people do not like the truth that comes to them, but these questions have never failed. please call me. My number is 617-454-4237. We have another call. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jesse.
Yes, caller. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good, and I'm feeling the golden energy of my aura penetrating through the phone and tickling you on your nose.
Sounds very interesting, Yassi.
Thank you, caller. And would you like me to do a aura reading today? Or maybe you can see the color of your aura and you would like the interpretation of what your aura means.
Oh, yeah, see. I'd be very interested in having you read me.
Yes. Let me ask you a few questions to come up with the color of your aura.
Just a few now.
Okay. Color, what is your age?
I can't never tell, Yassi. How old do you think I am?
I think you're about... You sound like you're 24, 25.
You little gentleman, you.
I will put down that.
Yes, I'll say yes.
Okay. Well, color, we can do a three-way aura reading. If you just hold on a second. And, hello? I would like to welcome you, color, to the other color, and we are doing a group aura reading. Yes. Hello, color?
Hello,
color. How would you describe yourself, colors? Are you kind, reliable, and good friends?
I've never heard of the person on the other line.
Are you a sensitive, quiet, idealistic? Are you hard?
So real.
So you are hardworking, patient, and well-grounded?
It depends what I'm working on, Yassi.
I would say that you are, fear...
I'd like to work on you.
Yes, Gar. I would say you are well-grounded. Maybe you are a fiery, competitive, and strong person.
What do you think, Yassi?
I think you are sensual, quiet, and idealistic.
Add a little bit of fire to that, why don't you?
Yes, color.
Turn the oven up, Yassi.
Yes, and when someone hurts your feelings...
Let's bake some chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. And when someone hurts you, do you strike back and never let them know they hurt you? So in other words, you would not cry.
Cry, please. The only tears you see streaming from my face is when I'm working, if you know what I mean.
Yes, color. What is your favorite kind of movie? I think you like the tender love story. Or maybe you like a good comedy.
Love is such a fantasy. A real woman grabs the bull by the horn and hangs on tight. Life's a rodeo, Yassi, and I'm here to stand in for more than 60 seconds.
Yes. And when a friend is upset... Yes, do you take them out and distract them by doing something fun?
Yes,
Or maybe you offer your advice and assure them?
The only friend you have in this world, Yossi, is the one you're looking at in the mirror every morning. Anybody else? They ain't there for you when you need them the most. You know what I mean?
Yes, so you would give them a hug and listen to their troubles? I think you would take them out and distract them by doing something fun.
Sure. That sounds like a great idea.
And I bet your perfect house would be the penthouse suite in a grand city building, is it not?
With a mirrored ceiling, mirrors on the floor, mirrors in the bathroom, all over, so we could just look at each other 24/7.
I want to look at a stone hanging nude upside down your doorway of a penthouse suite at Bob Noon's place. And he is the one-armed king of S&M in New York in those days. Collecting bogo furniture that makes parties more homo than hetero. See, in the 60s, everybody was experimenting.
Yes, so your perfect day would be spent hanging out with your best friends, shopping for a new outfit, or staying at home with nothing to do but reading a great book or watching TV.
If you were with me, Yossi, we'd be doing more than just reading books. We'd be staying home, oh, surely, but we'd both be reading. Maybe be reading each other's eyes as we stared into each other.
And if you could control any element on the earth, fire, water, earth, or air?
I have a battery in the system, that's it. I can walk down the street and keep it while making out with
Would it make sense to, if I told you that I like to walk on clouds when I'm talking to you?
So you like the air?
Oh, yeah, see, I have to go. You're going to have to stay in the cup with me.
Hello? So what, you like the water? Hello?
Hello? I was saying something and my call was dropped.
Yes, Color. Which element would you like to be? The fire? Earth?
I'm going Yankee.
Would you like to be fire? Fire, earth, or air, Color? I see that's water because of the playfulness.
Yeah. I see a lot of Mexican women cruising at the bus stop because of my eyes.
Yes and no. What would be your dream job?
Job would be to stay in bed all day with sheets covered.
I'm going Yankee, Papa.
So you would like a travel guide and jet setting around the world?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yossi, do you have a child there?
No. That's not my child.
I eat my room.
Yes.
At the door.
Yes, and you have $50,000 to spend on vacation? What would you do? Would you fly to Europe? So you would... Yes, I will put that you fly to Europe. Okay, I put that. Yes. And by the power...
Both my room with blue mirrors, strange shortcuts, and much coveted Snow White and Seven Dwarfs memorabilia.
Yes. Congratulations. The color of your aura is orange.
Oh.
You are joyful, outgoing, and love being with your friends and family. Oranges have fun. They are courageous, highly creative, and filled with energy. They favor social occupations, anything where they can be with people, and they are listed as a favorite in anybody's group.
Am I sadistic? No, not really. Not more than anybody else.
Yes, you have you are lifting in the color of vitality, vigor, good health, and excitement. And you have lots of energy and stamina, creative, productive, adventurous, courageous, outgoing. Yes. 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 So you like to have that aura rain down on you and penetrate through your spiritual soul. Yes. Yes, you're talking to Yasi. Yes, you're talking. You're talking to Yasi, color.
I think this is cancer. I'm having flashbacks of my own birth. I have to go, Yasi. Thank you for this experience. But it's just too much. It's just too vivid.
Just take it,
I'm in the basement. I'm among the potatoes growing.
You're okay, Color. Just take it. Embrace it. And make love to yourself like you've never loved yourself before.
Thank you, Ashley. I'm a potato.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Yasi, is that you? Hey, Yasi, it's Gustav here.
Hey, Gustav.
Hey, bonjour, monsieur. How are you, mon ami?
Hey, I'm good. It's so good to hear your sweet, sweet voice again, Gustav.
Oh, it's the same way for me, for you.
Yes.
You have such a luxurious voice. It just calms me and brings peace to me.
Yes. Yes.
There are some strange sounds coming from the thing.
Somebody has put their child in contact with the aura spirituals.
Oh my god. Is this child like the next Jesus?
Yes, I have read his aura. And he has a... It is clear. Hello, color.
Is there someone there? This is Gustav. I'm willing to talk as well.
The color of your aura, color.
So you are talking to people about the aura, is this right?
Yes, yes. I have done many readings already.
And you can read the aura of a child as well?
Yes, and I can sense that this child... aura is golden.
Ah, yes.
Yes, it is the color of enlightenment and divine protection.
Is the aura children, they are innocent. And are they all golden or some children, they are not golden?
It depends on what kind of living situation they are in.
Like like if they have no parents and they live off the garbage and they're like dumpster and they have like a little house there.
Yes, then they would have the earth aura colors made out of soil, wood, mineral, and plant.
I see.
They would be displaying a love of earth, of being grounded.
I see the Mother Gaia, I know.
Yes.
And then if they are like they have the parents, but they are like bullies, and they like beat on their children.
Then they would have the dark brownish yellow color, which would be a student or one is straining at study. Overly analytical to the point of feeling fatigued or stress, and trying to make up for the lost time by learning everything at once.
Ah, this is interesting.
Yes.
And if I want to see this aura with my own eyes, can I buy some kind of technology and put it on my face and see this aura?
Gustav, don't you remember? I have the aura reading mirror right here that we discovered in the bathroom the other day.
Oh, yes.
2 weeks ago.
Here it is, right in front of me.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Yes.
How do I use it? Can I hold it up to myself? Or?
Well, right now it's really dark in here, so we can't see anything. I totally forgot about that.
But we cannot, like, attach some lights or something?
We'll have to put it back into the bathroom and stare at ourselves with it again.
But does not the aura have its own source of illumination? Should it not be like a glow in the dark?
Yes, Gustav. Every time I look at you, I see an orange aura color, which relates to the productive organs and emotions. And it is the color of vitality, vigor, and good health and excitement. Oh, Gustav, you've got lots of energy and stamina. And creative. Yes. And you are productive and adventurous.
But what if I have, like, the gas, like, the problems in the intestines? Will this show up in the, like,
yes,
aura, like, a blip or something?
Yes, then it would be go down to the darkish brown color. And I could tell that you were just backed up. Yes, color. I am holding on.
Color, is there someone there?
Hi.
Bye-bye, Color. Thank you for sharing us.
It's wonderful to hear the voice of the innocent.
Yes. Your golden energy awakening. Bye-bye, Color.
Au revoir, le petit.
Goodbye.
Can the children understand the language of the aura like the adults, or even
more? Oh, yes, Color. Because the children, they cannot speak, they can only see and feel. Am I right, Color? Can you only see and feel?
I think.
Yes, can you see your hand?
No.
No?
I hear a no.
That is because he does not know what I am saying.
Yes. He says things, I think. You talk to him like a child, like a little baby. Little baby, do you like bunnies? Because this is a...
No!
Okay, this
he
is not
real. Like bunnies.
I cannot believe
do
this.
You like, no. Do you like brownie sticks?
No.
Do you like the chocolate?
No.
How about the chocolate?
I know you like the cookies. Yes. Do you like the watermelons and the bunny rabbits?
How about the persimmons?
Yes. Maybe. Maybe you like airplanes? Yes. You like me, I see.
Yeah?
I think this person is in some kind of distress.
Yes, baby.
Let me ask you, Yassi, when you are in distress, is the aura, what happens to the aura?
It usually turns kind of muddy or unbalanced. I have noticed. You are going to go home, color child.
Yeah?
Yes, and are you going to go swimming today?
Yeah.
Yes. I hear the yeses now.
Yes.
I do see.
Yes. Do you like playing in the water, color? In the water?
I know,
I
like to play in the water.
Yes, yes.
But I am not a color. I am here in prison with you, Yassi.
Yes, Gustav.
God, I would like to go to the water.
Maybe we should go have a golden shower.
Yes.
After this.
Did somebody say golden shower, Yassi?
Yes, color.
Yes, this is Gustav, and we are talking about the inspiration from the child to be in the water, the cleansing waters. And Yassi and I have very few recreations here in prison, but one of them is to indulge in a golden shower.
Yeah, you become a child when in prison. You're served, you're bathed, people watch you poop. Your children in there.
It is true, Color.
Have you been in prison before, Color?
I've gone to talk to prisoners. I've stayed with them in private rooms.
So you were just visiting, as they say, in the game of Monopoly?
They brought you brownies. Because you're children. And you must be punished.
Yes. Gustav, you're a bad boy.
I think the spanking will have to commence soon.
For our golden initiations.
Colère, what do you think about spanking?
It depends on who I'm spanking. Gustav, eh?
My name is Gustav. But I allow my friend Yassi to call me Gustave, because this is his way.
You mean your name is not Gustave?
No, that is not a French name. That is a Latinization, they say, of the Gustave.
I see, Gustave.
But you call me what you want, Yassi.
Yes, and you call me whatever you want, Gustave.
You are my shower boy.
And you call me whatever you want.
What is your name, Color?
Mommy.
It is Mommy?
Mommy.
Is it Mommy?
I like Mommy, because an N, M, and M are very similar.
Like I'm your mommy.
Or like who's your daddy and you are the mommy?
So, who's your daddy?
Gustave.
I do not think that I'm your daddy. For in the clean waters of the golden shower, all of
color,
my seed is washed away.
We are going to have to end our lovely conversation.
Oh no, the technology dies.
I want to thank you for sharing with us, and I apologize for all those colors I did not get to today. Please have a golden day, and maybe next week we'll talk about the manipulation of auras.
Goodbye, children.
Au revoir, mommy.
Goodbye.